Harih Om Tat Sat. So today we're celebrating Krishna Janmashtami. This is a very auspicious day. The Padma Purana declares that any service done on this day will have multiple effects, because on this Tithi, Bhagavan Sri Krishna entered into this world some 5,000 years ago. Kamsa was driving a chariot for Devaki and Vasudev, and there was a voice from the sky without any body, just a voice, that said to Kamsa, "You're a fool. The eighth child of your sister will kill you." So then he immediately wanted to kill his sister. But somehow Vasudev convinced him. After many good instructions failed, he said, "I'll give you every son that is born to me, and you can do what you want with him." So every son was delivered to Kamsa. Kamsa got the first son, then he thought, anyway, it's the eighth son that's supposed to kill me. So he gave the son back. So what will I do? Keep the son. But later he was advised that you can't depend always on these omens from the sky. Who knows? What if it's another son? So he went and he killed that son anyway. So Kamsa, he was influenced by the Rakshasas. For his own self-interest, he could do any horrible thing. So one after another, he killed all of Devaki and Vasudev's children, the first six. The seventh was transferred from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb in Navadip, in Vrindavan. Navadip Gupta Vrindavan. And that was Balaram. Then Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki. And on this Tithi, on this lunar date, over 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna appeared. At that time, Vasudeva and Devaki were locked up in a prison house. So Krishna appeared in a prison house. It's a very interesting thing. But the Supreme Lord, He can appear anywhere, anytime. But there was a prediction He would come as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. So although Krishna appeared in the prison house, just like this whole material world is a kind of a prison house, we are locked here because of our attachments and because of our karmas and our desires. So we remain here birth after birth. We are prisoners. Durga, who is the superintendent of this material world, the word Durga also means a fortress or a prison. So this material world is very difficult to get out. To get out of this material world is called Durattaya. Very difficult. But Krishna says, Mamupetya Tukuntaya Punarjanma Navidyate. Whoever takes shelter of Him, then He delivers him from this material world. No more rebirth. So Krishna appeared in a prison house at midnight. And all the guards were asleep. Devaki and Vasudeva offered prayers to Krishna. Krishna didn't appear like a normal child. He appeared with four hands, with a crown, with earrings and necklace and clothing. No children are born like that. But Krishna was born in that way. And he explained how previously he was also misdirected. Came also in a disturbing way. So Vasudeva and Devaki were informed by Krishna in his Narayana form that previously they had also performed some tapasyas to get him as a child, to get a child like him. So he appeared to them and said, "There's nobody like me, so I'll become your child for three births." Prisnigarbha, like that, Vamanadeva, and now Krishna. Very special. So Krishna was there as a beautiful Narayana form in the prison house. So Devaki and Vasudeva were offering their prayers. But then Devaki, she also offered a prayer that, "I'm afraid if Kamsa finds you like this, he'll attack you and kill you. Better you take a small, the baby form again." And then Krishna said, "I'll take a baby form. Then you have to take me to Vrindavan in the house of Nanda Maharaj. There his wife Yasoda has given birth to a baby girl. But because of the pangs of childbirth, she didn't actually see whether she had a boy or a girl. So you go and switch me for that girl and bring the girl back here." Then Krishna took the baby form. Actually, Krishna couldn't be destroyed by Kamsa. There was really no reason for Devaki to worry. But it says it was good for her, it was a good example. She was worrying about Krishna out of her motherly affection. Like that, we should also be worried about our Krishna consciousness. We want to have Krishna bhakti, but living in this material world, there are many circumstances which wants to steal our Krishna bhakti away from us. How many of you here want to have Krishna bhakti? Love for Krishna. So to avoid having your Krishna bhakti stolen away, then you have to also be concerned like Devaki. Just like she was concerned for Krishna as a baby, we need to be concerned about our Krishna bhakti so that we can serve Krishna eternally. This is very, very important. So Vasudeva and Devaki and Krishna, they were alone now. Krishna took the baby form and Vasudeva went to Vrindavan, switched babies with the Yasoda. Then Kamsa came when he heard that Devaki had given birth. And Vasudeva said, "Look it, it's a girl. It's not a boy. No reason to kill a girl is never going to harm you. She can be your daughter-in-law. You can marry her to one of your sons. So please spare her. Just a girl." Kamsa was so
cruel.
He forcibly grabbed the girl and swung her around his head by the feet and went to smash her head into the wall. Newborn baby. But then she flew out from his hands and flew up into the air and took the form of Durga. Kamsa had respect for Durga. So Durga said that that person who is going to kill you is already somewhere else. And Kamsa is feeling very bad how I, for no reason at all, I made my brother-in-law, my sister suffer. Like this, he had his moods. Where sometimes he felt bad about being so cruel. But not for very long. Again, if he was feeling threatened, he would become cruel. So like this, now Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan began. Krishna was lying down in the cradle. Mother put it on top of a cart, which was actually Trinavarta, the whirlwind demon. The whirlwind demon created a tornado type of weather circumstance, lifted baby Krishna up into the air, high in the air. But then Krishna grabbed this demon in the form of a tornado and became very heavy. So this demon could not sustain him any longer. So like this, Krishna became so heavy that Trinavarta clashed to the ground and took his original demonic form. Everybody was amazed how Krishna was protected miraculously. Nobody in Vrindavan thinks that Krishna is God. Maybe somebody had a doubt, but generally they didn't consider. They just love Krishna as one of their own, one of their brothers. Then Kamsa sent out Putana to kill all the young babies. So Putana was a witch, a Rakshasi. She was going and killing all the babies under 1 year of age. She put poison on her breast. Somehow she felt that she appeared in a form of a beautiful woman, although her actual form was a gigantic witch. She started to praise Krishna and praise the milk and the honey. And so like this, Putana came into Krishna's courtyard, and there the beautiful young lady, she sees Krishna on the lap of Yasoda. She starts praising, "Oh, what a beautiful baby. I feel so much motherly affection. I want to cuddle your baby, feed him. Kuchi kuchi koo. I love you." So somehow, They were won over by her affectionate words, and they handed Krishna to her. Kamsa was feeling, like this then. Putana put Krishna's mouth on her nipple, which was smeared with poison. While outwardly showing lots of love and motherly affection, her real idea was to kill Krishna. So then Krishna starts sucking her milk, and he sucked the life air from Putana. And she wanted to kill him, so he reciprocated and killed her. But because she was showing so much motherly affection, Krishna elevated her to the spiritual world as one of his mothers. When Lord Chaitanya heard about this, he was so moved that how Krishna is so merciful that even by a little false devotion, he rewarded Putana. So what to speak if devotees approach Krishna with trying to really show devotion, trying to please Krishna. They'll get so much transcendental mercy. So this was, then Krishna sucked out the life of Putana. She assumed her normal, gigantic form. And the cowherd boys were amazed, where is this huge demon coming from? Krishna is lying on her. So like that, Kamsa kept sending demons to kill Krishna. Krishna was, first he was enjoying with Mother Yasoda. She was offering so much affection, cooking for Krishna, bathing Krishna, dressing Krishna. So today in the drama performed by the children, you saw the deliverance of Damodar. That was the first phase. Then Krishna grew and he started playing more and more with the... Krishna says, we have... When we're in this material world, then we are expressing our devotion for Krishna by our service. Someone is doing abhishek. Someone's donating funds. Someone's helping organize a festival, or someone's training their children about Krishna, whatever it may be. This service is what connects us. But in the spiritual world, this connection the relationship with Krishna is most important. In the spiritual world, we're a friend of Krishna, we're a parent of Krishna, mother or father, girlfriend, wife. So those relationships are predominant. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many avatars mentioned, about 24. Sometimes you look in the dictionary, it says Krishna is the 8th avatar of the Das avatars. But Dasa Avatara is a song sung by Ikshvaku. It's not... He just chose 8 prominent incarnations and glorified them that they're not different from Krishna, from Jagannath. It doesn't mean that's authoritative, that that's all the... Doesn't mean that there cannot be other forms. But Krishna said, Jada Jada Sambhavami Juge Juge, I come every yuga. That means comes every yuga, but not that he comes every decade or every century or even every hour or something. Very rarely does the Lord come. Once in a yuga. So Dwarpa Yuga, Krishna came, Kali Yuga came, Lord Chaitanya at the end, bringing Satya Yuga as Kalki avatar. In South India, there's a man who claims to be the Kalki avatar. And some people challenge that, how you're Kalki, he's not expected yet for 427,000 years. Then he changed his name and said, okay, I'm just the avatar. Then people said, well, what avatar are you? Asking so many questions, okay, forget it. I'm Bhagavan. And this is, my wife is my consort. So if you want to get a blessing from him, you have to pay 1.5 lakhs of rupees. Then you get a big blessing. If you want to get a super maha blessing, then it's 5 lakhs. And he gives you a drink, and you're knocked out for like 3 days. Almost insane. We don't know what he's feeding these people, belladonna or something. They say they hallucinate, become mad like that. They said this is your religious experience. So like this, there's so many people claiming to be avatars, claiming to be Bhagavan. But it's not so easy. A guru is a representative of God, but guru doesn't mean he's God. When Krishna came, it was according to the prediction. He'll come on Ashtami, he'll come in this month, everything will be like this, this will be his mother, this will be father. All these things are written in the Shastra. Then when Krishna comes, he's Bhagavan, right from birth, not that he had to do some tapasya to become Bhagavan. He was Bhagavan immediately. When Putana came to kill him, he killed Putana. He always Bhagavan. When Krishna grew, he was 7 years old, he danced with the gopis. At that time, there are millions of Krishna dancing with millions of gopis. So he's also Bhagavan. When Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, he was Bhagavan. Giridhar, Giridharidhari, Bhagavan. Sri Krishna ki. Like that, when Krishna left Mathura and he went to, left rather Vrindavan, went to Mathura and freed his mother and father from the prison of Kamsa and liberated Kamsa, he was Bhagavan. When he spoke the Bhagavad Gita, he was Bhagavan. When he showed his universal form, he was Bhagavan. So it's always Bhagavan. Doesn't have to do tapasya to become Bhagavan. So Bhagavan comes from the spiritual world. He has all the powers. He's the all-powerful. So like that, Krishna came down from the spiritual world into this material world just to give us his blessings. So we remember how he appears. That his appearance is not material. It's spiritual. His activities are not material, they're spiritual. Then we can remain eternally. We're very happy to be celebrating Janmashtami here. The great enthusiasm of the devotees doing the Abhishek. doing the aartis, doing the different ceremonies, the dances, the dramas. So we hope that everyone is having a nice Janmashtami. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki Jai Sri Radhe. Ciao. My goodness, is it possible to arrange for little candles for the other people? They can also offer a lamp while we offer the aarti. So there's going to be a simultaneous aarti here as well as in there. This is a midnight aarti celebrating Krishna's appearance. Krishna came in the middle of the night, but He was illuminating the whole world just like this. And now we need to bring Krishna into our heart, and this will illuminate our heart. This will illuminate the world. We need the spiritual light. Tamasama Jyotirgama. Leave the darkness, come to the light. So Krishna appeared in the midnight to show us that by His presence He can light up the entire world. So I want to thank all of you for making this festival such an event by coming here and participating, taking the austerity of staying up till midnight. Please don't leave without taking the feast after midnight. I want everyone to have Krishna Prasadam. So in this temple we have Radha Madan Mohan Didis, like in the original Panihati. We also have Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. Jagannath is Krishna. Balaram, Baladev is Balaram. And Subhadra is Yogamaya. And we have Gaur Nitai, who is Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, come as a devotee in Kali Yuga. And Balaram came as Lord Nityananda. So we're very happy that you're participating in this festival. Let's all like to give everybody a special blessing for their participation. Let's chant Hari Bol 3 times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So Krishna's activities are by His own free will. His appearance is by His own free will. We should understand that He is transcendental. He's not an ordinary conditioned soul like we are. If we can understand, then Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma Karma Chame Dibyam. My birth and my activities are divine, transcendental. Evang Yovedi Tattvata. Those people who know this, that person who can understand this in truth, Chaktam Deham Punar Janma. When they give up this body at the time of death, Punar Janma Naiti Mameti Sorjuna, they don't have to take any more rebirth. They'll go back to Godhead, back to Krishna. So please try to understand the nature of Krishna's appearance is transcendental. Although He's having a human form, because that's His original form. We are made after Him. Not that we've created Him. He's created us in His image. So if you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, there in the first, first canto, it says, after naming so many different avatars, about 24, that all these avatars, ete changso kalapung sam, Krishna stu Bhagavan swayam, that all of them are either the part of Krishna or the part of the part of Krishna. But Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. So part of His unlimited power, He can come down to earth, He can come in this universe, He can associate with His devotees, and give them blessings. So we hope that all of you will get the blessings today of Lord Shri Krishna. Thank you again and again for participating. Hare Krishna.